carry the songs, and it's for the younger generation, but I remember the money invested here was nothing but the songs. And when all was dark, we had only the music to guide us. The songs were an ark that carried us through tempest and torrent. Through night sea torment, we carried them, treasured them like seed saved from a lost harvest. Planted them deep in the rich earth of our hearts, watered them with weeping, fed them with laughter, spread seaweed on rocks till our wounds became fields, root favored, fertile, and we won the next harvest. Sent the grain home, new songs to nourish the old ground, and when spring came, we found flowers growing among the briars. We sang them then and we sing them still, for the songs make it real, but singing them helps us to heal. God.
This poem is inscribed in the Great Book of Ireland. It was put together around 1990, and I had one of his writing it by hand into the book. I also wrote for Dee Dee, "May our love last as long as this book." And next February, we'll be celebrating the 14th anniversary of our divorce. So many dreams in our hearts, so many geraniums. We are deafened by the multitude of petals stretching open in the morning, all at once, all together. And the air is suddenly filled with perfume, as if it were swept here on the tail of a gale. So many geraniums. There's a newspaper's jagged edge, I can cut the veins in my fingers, they are so soft since touching you. I listen to your voice, so musical I need never listen to another song. And your hair is enough to clothe me in the coldest storm. The paths you lead me along twist like a dancer's belly. They are so dark I need never close my eyes. So musical, so dark, so many geraniums. You fill my mind with so many thoughts, there are not enough windows in the world to frame them in. If you left me, there's not a building high enough that could have come from my fall. So many steps, but I tumble down in my own mind. So many steps, so many thoughts, so many dreams. Woo! And this is a poem called Song of Songs. That night we awakened, my spirit in flight, I sung amid a frenzied supplication of pangs and kisses, the miracle of your lips on my neck, my tongue in your ear, swords slashing clear, choked aggressive. My fingers overboard, walking the waves of your sides, each shudder a kinetic prayer of gratitude to a god who saw me loveless for years. Your pelvic grinds, almost unsheathing my rod of its gossamer ephod. Your eyes as blue and deep as the Sea of Galilee, the communion wafer whiteness of your skin, evoke in me forever the fervor of a devotee. Scent of your crannies, the sweet and spicy jasmine, the secret tactile offerings of your moles in my mouth, metaphorical vocabulary of God's shout, pronouncing the sacredness of our eternal souls, sounds from your mouth were a holy oil poured out, your vulva the tabernacle door, root of your devout coming, God's coming, spreading doubt.
That's a tough one to follow now. So an issue came then, Dini being on Sugar Minute, one of the regulars. Patricia Watt, please.
Thanks, Bill. And this one is called Rose Electrocution. May electricity between these bodies sing, to catch the union through the rainbow of a broken viewfinder into an image preserving our safety. Suddenly, it doesn't matter that I have no sense of society, rather an unfocused privilege. I feel the cadences of parallelized sides of life. Barbed and broken emotion by yourself, electrocuted, at the same aperture you used once used a framing. This is for your pleasure and yours alone. This one's called Crucifixion Made Easy. It's too early, of course, to sum the last knows against our fate to differ and be punished for same. It's too early, of course, to fight for the last death. Whenever the pub-like dragons at twilight on the last denizens, who are released from credibility? To a sound of stale beer and no bread to go round, being fast-forwarded to a brutal warning of incredulity over breakfast. Questions necessarily, played by intrusion, into the public, eyeball to eyeball, in transitions through the world. What I would give for a scalpel conversation to terminate conscience instead of fighting fancy, generating inches of columns in professional space.
Thank you very much, Trish. And now we'll have Dahl Harding, please.
Well, I'd say how much I enjoyed our poll tonight. Which was brilliant. I envy people who can go from our native language to English and write in both languages. I think it's brilliant. This is called Leaving Litchfield. It's about a hero of mine, and people always say you shouldn't meet your heroes. I'm never going to meet Boole, but when you meet your heroes, they always turn out to be ordinary people, the same as yourself. Leaving Litchfield. After leaving Litchfield, his drowning tool became his overcoat. Immersed in his convolutions, he trekked through Ballon Temple, oblivious to the rain hanging heavy on his shoulders. On down Dead Woman's Hill, his pocket watch testing durability, he took shelter in the tall mast on the quay. There, inspecting some solutions to his quandaries, he meditated. The simplicity of rain undid his Everest, mist upon mist, obliterating all resistance. Base camp would suffice for gadflies and romance to glory in. Dark ages lurked in up through the grey keys, the language lost in dog-eared notebooks, but eventually relayed from tall masts beyond the moon. Thanks.
Next up is a bit Russell Donovan, please.
I wrote this about a month or a month and a half ago. It's just over 12 lines. It's called Simple Truths. Are my motives just or lust or just lust? Do not trust my words, for I deceive myself. It's not an excuse, but an indirect defense. If I had my way, I'd have you all and teach you things that would make you call. So keep your light on, cast away your doubt, and give away a chance before you take him out.
You love Spark Folk, we know a better coming to the area. Yeah, we're
just telling about the Machara and Cam Kieran, the Machara Allen and Sean, which is in okay. Sorry, I'm off again. Just read one poem to my friend, Professor Sid Leader. I read this one before, it's on Dawn of the Spine and Shed, I should be the Pro Shish, Nathalia. agus an dóin nach mí an nearth up there an dán hannig an dán na dar méid colin na hiile fui gan fui brath dorgadais mar leach lan an rún dán níor an nearth a gan air fiall sé le na glóra mé stach in ceolín is fíor an éisteach na na gló chur sé ceol dréach sa harm is síbú mé an siú dalu mé go ceol i dís a go dream hannig sé idir méid is cairte idir méid lanán hannig an dán hagan idir méid is mé fíor an éisteach na na gló is slí mé as bail anuis.
I'm not going to reach. I just finished the last part of the day. I'm going to quite make later Jason the Butler con Oran and Casa.
Lights up the floor, breathing. In Rome, and he saw the head of Hugh O'Neill in a crypt, the head of Hugh O'Neill seemed to speak to him, and he didn't talk about politics, which he should have done, but spoke about life and death. So I read some of it in Irish, and my own translation about death, which I cheered you up. Okay. Memento Mori. Ir eich an oitin canav, na fiorid duchach cehe, na bin anabis ach duridiam, misha cian ei neil. Turadit gyar leim glan, on sail na cargo brach, da loch covid ni yen and dee, ach is caligach a dee and da eas gra. Omi galloit nach me in fear, omi liam den a gawan shing, fearing dar lat at all, breed the gana yen and lean. Gallon severus kick of ocht, gallon eadach noch at all, gallon evenus trishafe, gallon shame, nyahon at all. Gallon liam oi hui, Galar luin di vaita shud, Vireel a chile in yalan di, the chidden soil, tseg a ruin. Gara gua I gone il bame, is airi neil a gharim diam, dat ola u as amach, I ar gagan ra, se tir hies. Yau che dan du ha vor, se ti hich in ar goi dean, ar diber de vado an ar dir, a shak drig ni vore has ta e. It's a longish poem, so I'll leave the rest of it and read my own translation. Hey! You who see my skull, don't think of what you will. Don't be ignorant, but come here. I'm the head of Hugh O'Neill. I give you a short lesson, just for what it's worth. Warmongers lose out, every bit as those who love too much. Promises are usually false. We fall for every single trap. You think it is the very truth, while it is mostly a crock of crap. We want money because we're poor. We want clothes because we've not a stitch. Happiness, what the hell is that? Life sucks, it's just a bitch. Tomorrow promises the all, but on the last day, it's diddly squat. The whole caboose is a pack of lies. This life stuff, forget the lot. I was one of O'Donnell's crew, all of O'Neill's wealth I was worth. A true son of Ulster all the way, I was well got in the wee north. I was promised lands of honey, as far away as the eye could stretch. But I was in exile mourning, even 6 feet there. I did not get. I loved many noble women, and the best of them is not far from home. But I only got what happens always, lined with clay and kissing stone. I was promised halls and courts and castles, manicured lawns as far as the eye could see. Instead I have this grey, wet graveyard, and that is you, and him, and me. Hey you, who sees this bonehead, for Jesus' sake hear what I say. Go with the spirit, forget the strife. Go with Jesus, he is the way. Listen, 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 listen to me. You have no idea when you'll croak. He'll come to you when least expected, like a thief in the night, in darkened cloak. Remember the judgment put upon me. Life goes on, we're in its toll. Only difference between you and me, I was then, and you are now. I learned the secret of life. Believe me, see my bones. No matter what way you cut it, you are entirely on your own.